Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Chof and Simen Reish Chof Aleph. Simen Reish Chof, Hatovas Chalom Matanisso, making a dream better and fasting. Sif Aleph, Haroi Chalom V'Nafsho Aguma Olov. If someone sees a dream and he's upset about it, Yetivenu Ba'apet Losa Durachimile, he should have it made better in front of three people who like him, Perisha Oiv Mazo, people who love him. And he'll say to them, Chelma Tova Chazo, yes, saw a good dream. They'll respond, Tovahu V'Tova L'Havi V'Chulu. It was good, it will be good, and so on. It's a whole formula what they say. Mr. Burr Sifkan Af, and Afshar Gumalov, he has this dream and he's upset about it. Hainu Afilu Eimbo Ma, Afilu Eimbo Ma Shma Usluwa. Even if the dream doesn't have an obvious bad meaning to it, but he's upset by the dream, it disturbs him. Sifkan Beis, Yetivenu V'Chulu. So there's a concept of Hatovas Chalom. Even if he's going to fast because of the dream, he should do that Hatovas Chalom. It's good to do it in the morning. You want to do mitzvahs early, as quick as possible. But if he's fasting, they're not going to say to him, go and eat b'simcha, unless he's not fasting. He should be thinking about the dream as he goes through this process of Hatovas Chalom. So it's usually done right after Shacharis in the morning. Sivkan Gimel Va'api Tlos of a Chul in front of three people who like him. Mitzvah Lehimotzei Imash Shosha Hetev. It's actually a mitzvah to be part of the three. V'vnei Shem Eshev Esnaf Shem Zeh, because you make him feel better and calms him down. V'api Shabbos Yochal Hetev Chalom. You can do this on a Shabbos too. So usually we say, the reason why you need people who like you is because they're the only ones who are going to sit around after davening. Everyone's running off to work and they're rushing, and they're going to stay there for another 10 minutes to Hatovas Chalom. And it's a mitzvah part of that. It's a Haftich HaMoicha, helping someone out, they can feel better. The dream was good, it'll be good. There's a formula, seven times, so and so. Loshen zet sarshim ruha oinim shosh palm. They say it three times. Veish oim sam say dimu shosh palm. They say it seven times. You look in the Ars Kosider, it's all there. How many times they say it? Ubesof ha'tova yom lo. At the end, they say to him, lechechol lachma besimcha shesei b'lev tova gomer. Go eat your bread with simcha and drink. Be good. Be happy. Mishachom lo chalom kosha chaver. If someone had a bad dream about somebody else, yis ane he should fast. Sefer Chasidim. Ayin shem taimon. It seemed further. Sometimes it's really a projection on the person himself who has the dream. But the dream itself is just created in such a way that it's not about him. But he should fast. The one who had the dream should fast because it may be reflecting on himself. So the notes point out, the person doesn't know if his dream was a good or bad dream or not. So you go by the Ribbono Shel Olam, by Duchanan, you say Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the tefillah you say, by Nesias Kapayim, by Duchanan, you say Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know, Chalom Chalamti, any day, I don't know, good, bad, please take care of my dream. Further, the notes bring, if a child has a bad dream, the B'yoshev said, there's no Hatovas Chalom. He's not a Badas, we don't worry about dreams of a Katan. When it comes to bad dreams that a person may choose to fast for, so the notes bring that the Chazon Ish wrote in the Igaros Chazon Ish that many times I had such dreams and he wouldn't fast. I don't pay attention to it, wasn't worried about it. And he says you can say Ribbono Shel Olam by duchening and that's it. But the Chazon Ish was not makbid about Chalomis. He says that the stipler said he wouldn't say the Ribbono Shel Olam either because Chalomis bizmanenu, come from here, Alev, they're not showing you anything. But Lamaisi, he would tell people to say the Ribbono Shel Olam. He would tell people to say Ribbono Shel Olam, and that was what he would do. So the bottom line, he speaks to Yosef, if someone wants to fast for a Chalom, he could. If he wants to rely on Chazon Ish, he could do that too. So generally, I tell people not to fast for Chalomis. The Chazon Ish says, I had these dreams, I didn't fast. If Chazon Ish didn't fast, you don't have to fast. Hatavas Chalom, okay, we don't have Hatavas Chalom. So if Beis. The Gemara says that a fast for a bad dream is suited like a flame to flax. That means it's very powerful. It has to be on that day. Even Shabbos. We talk about someone who fasts the Tanis Chalom on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkatan, hey, Yafa v'chulu, Ubaro Semenikos. women who are expecting or nursing, ein lahoyos lahem l'sas, we're not going to tell them to fast. Rak yifta b'mamon, just give money instead, tzedaka. Sivkan vav ta'anis, aval davka kisha oisa tshuvimo, you should know that fasting when a person has a bad dream is very effective if he does tshuva. Ki a tainis mol kamo carbon l'chet, tainis like a carbon for a sin. Ma carbon ein l'mol b'tshuva, carbon doesn't help without tshuva. Shnemer, like it says, zeruch hasham to'eva, the zevach, a carbon of a rosh, is an abomination. Av tainis chalom v'chu, so too tainis for chaloim only works with tshuva as well. Sivkan zayin ke'esh l'na oiris, like flax ignites to a flame, so too the fast dispatches a chaloim. We call Malkum in Luchui Lissas Elshus. This is not an obligation to fast, it's Rishus. It's optional. So that's what he said. Chazner said, no, today he didn't encourage people to fast. He would say, just say the Beresh Lam Beduchening, and that's sufficient. Simen Reish Chaf Aleph. Birkas Hodas Geshomim. The Bracha we say in gratitude for rain, Siv Aleph. Im Hayabitsar Machmas Atsiris Geshomim, Vyordu Geshomim. A person was in pain, disturbed, because it hadn't rained, and the rain came. We say a bracha on the rain. Even though it wasn't sufficient rain, from the point that there's a lot on the ground, like this bubbles coming down as the rain hits, it's puddling. So when the rain hits the puddle, it pops up like to greet each other. So that is the shear that we will make this hodah, this bracha on hodah. Hamot says, "Umash ein on nogim is manazeh v'ezakasham." Today we don't really make this bracha. Mishum de medinos elu to dirim begasham, because we have rain all the time, but in that son kolkach, we never have a drought to this degree. Mishdabur sekon alfam ha'yeh betzar. If it was disturbing and painful, they didn't rain. Efter perhaps the Eretz Yisrael shemotzi shem yovish gadol, and Eretz Yisrael could be very dry. When it comes the rainy season and the rain comes in time, everyone is happy. And maybe even without maybe you should also make the bracha the first time it rains. So why did he say to tell us that if it rains again the next day and the next, we're not going to make the bracha. But in the Pimagodim, he says that if the rain came when you anticipate the rain, you're not going to make the bracha. So the question is this bracha only appropriate when there was actually a drought, and then relief came from the drought when it rained? Or do you say the bracha in Eretz Yisrael when it rains, because it hadn't rained the whole summer, and you're very happy that it's raining, even though you didn't have the Tanesim or the Tsar of the lack of rain? So the Mishnah Berurah begins by saying that it shouldn't be totally in the Tsar. But the Pima Gadim says it does. So the Be'er Locha says that I saw in Pima Gadim, it's Milsa Pshita, that even Eretz Yisrael, when everything is normal and ordinary and it rains in the rainy season, it make a bracha. Well, Nias Daiti Dov is at Tsarach Ian God Ludina. It's a very strong lashon. Mishnah Berurah to be halacha, I find this Pima Gadim very difficult mahalacha. Very difficult mahalacha. And the Pima Gadim goes on to say that you don't find in any of the poskim that kisha hashanim ketiknon en sarach levarach. He says, in chutz la'aretz you say that. In chutz la'aretz, we're not going to say the bracha. In Eretz Yisrael, he ends up saying that the Pima Gadim concludes saying that Tzurch in Ladina, make the Baruch Hashem Malchus. Now the notes bring that Chaim Kinevsky said that maybe today you don't make the bracha because they say b'shem the Chazanish, b'zmaneinu we don't fast for lack of rain. There are ways to bring in water and food. What's the problem with no rain? There's no food, but you can bring in food. We can import food. So it doesn't have the same ramifications. However, Rabbi Yoshev, his father-in-law, said, no, we do say it. We say the bracha im bezmanenu. So the only thing is, he says, the shear of teitzei tipa, the kas tipa, is not that clear. So you have to ask the farmers, when the rain saturates the fields properly, then make the bracha. So the Chaim Kinevsky felt, maybe today you don't make the bracha at all, b'shem d'chazanish. And the Yosef says, no, you make the bracha, but it has to be enough rain to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Beis Ve'Einan Ne'atzaron Kol Kach. The Rambam says in our land we really don't have these kind of droughts. But it's a loyma ve'ein lehem simcha b'ridas kasham, so we don't have the same as the gift simcha when it rains. Ve'ein achinam yafilu b'oisad arsa shugilim otter, but it's true. In those places that usually have rain, im netzor kasham, if there was a drought, it didn't rain, for erlim b'tzar, and that was a big problem, v'ach achel d'kshom that it did rain, shesorech levarach, you should make a bracha. Sif beis, umam avarach, what's the bracha? Im ein lo sod, if he doesn't have fields, he's not a farmer, he says, Modim anach lecha Hashem lakeinu akol tiva v'tiva shorat alanu. We give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every drop that Hashem brings down for us. V'lufinu moli shira kayom, even if our mouth was filled with shira like the sea, we could not adequately express our thanks v'chul. Ad hein hem yodu v'varuch Hashem lakeinu until the end where it says that they all give thanks and bless Hashem. V'chosem, and they conclude Baruchat Hashem, kel rov hahodos. If he does have a field, partnering with someone else, then the bracha is a, if he's alone in his field, he's the own sole owner of the farm, then he says shechyan. The Moses says, some say, when you hear the good news of the rain, you say the bracha tov ametiv. Mr. Yosef Khan Gimel. Rov ha'odaos. The bracha ends kael rov ha'odaos. It's something to say, beribui ha'odaos, with the multiplying the hodaos. Yosef Khan Dalet, b'shutfes v'chulu, hatov ha'metiv. If he has a farm with someone else, the bastov ha'metiv. Shehetiv lo v'gam l'achirem imo, because it was a good for him and others together. Tehainal shutf, his partner. U'mash v'b'ha'b echorim. You look in the echorim, many echorim seem to say, da'afilim yesh lo rak ishu bonim. Even if it's not an actual financial partner in the farm, it's his wife, his kids. Heim gam kem b'chal shufim, they're also called partners because ultimately they're all invested in this farm like he is. Sefkan hei, v'm ein lo b'chol, if he's all alone, haroya nilus kishu katan. If a person sees the Nile at a low level, v'choyziv or eib is manchu godan, then he sees it again when it rises. V'semech b'yason, he's happy to see it rise because when it rises it waters the fields. B'varach shechiyonu, he says shechiyonu. After Ein Lo Karka, even if he's not a landowner, Kivin Dubam is Man Lazman, because the rising of the Nile comes from time to time, V'unen V'semech B'riyoso, and he's happy and benefits from it. Lo Garmi Odom Roz Chaveiro, no different than seeing a friend, V'semech B'riyoso, and you're happy to see him. V'varach Shechen, you say Shechyanu. So too, you see the Nile, when it rises, you're happy, you say Shechyanu. Av Lo Roya B'chol Yo, but if you see it every day, after Biyom Zeni Toysim Al Shlafanav, even though there's more water in the Nile than the day before, Mikom Malkom Lo Yivarach, still he does not make the bracha. The Kama Kama Bottle by Nor, because every little bit is bottled to what was there before. V'im Roya Mayim Shebechlig, let's see, he sees the water by the Chlig. Hu Chelik Mehanilu Shemispashet Bo Gamkein Migod Lahanor. It's a part of the Nile, I don't know if it's part of a delta, where it spreads out as the water rises. If he saw the Nile first, and then he sees this water, he's not going to make a bracha on this water. But if the first thing he sees is this water in the delta where the water spreads out, so he says shechiyanu on that. Because people are happy to see that. And he says shechyanu if he does no partners in this field, levad. That's all he says. If he has a non-Jewish partner, he's not considered a partner for this halacha. Some say the Rambam says when you hear that it rained, you say hatov metiv. What's the Rambam to say? Even though he did not see the rain. But he heard from others that it did rain in his field after the drought, like we said before. So he can make the bracha tov metiv. Again, when the field is in partnership with someone else, no different than if he saw it himself. If he's the sole owner and he's not married and no kids, then he says shechyanu, like we said before. If he has no field, and if klal, he won't make the bracha. Even the bracha modim, he's not going to say. The bracha zulu nesakna el beroy ba'atzmo v'lo b'shmeh. Because the bracha modim we mentioned before was instituted when you see the rain, not when you hear about the rain. The Shidduch of Vatsis concludes that really there's no difference whether you see it or hear about it. So you could say the bracha moedim even by hearing about the rain. But since there's a machloek yisav brachas, we're not going to make the bracha if he didn't see it himself. So what happens if he has two fields? One field that he has a partner with, and one field that he doesn't. So they say two brachas. Hatova meitiv on the field is a shutiv and shechiona for the field he doesn't. Or do we say one bracha, tova meitiv covers the whole thing? So the notes bring a machlekes. He brings from Midvor, the lechosh say two brachas. But the Sefer Palge Mayim brings that birchas tova meitiv is kolela shechiona. And may just make hatova meitiv. He said, Shechana, you hear someone else make the bracha Shechana, one new fruit. But if he said the Torah made him not to make Shechana as well. And the Chodesh says, I make both brachas. He says, Lamaisa, no, you don't make both brachas, you make one.
And which one is it?
Hatov Meitav. Hatov Meitav is the more claw used to bracha.